If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Electric Drum on 94.3 WYBC, the Rhythm of the City. I'm Jose Candelario. Today, I'm joined by Denise Hobson, and we got Hobson House of Beverages in the building. Ms. Hobson, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up, well, born and raised here in New Haven. I grew up in various different parts of the town, starting with Exit 8 and Eastern Circle, my favorite stomping ground, I have to let you know. And then just different parts of New Haven, from the Hill to the Ville to Westville. Yeah.
Okay. So a little bit of everything. Tell me a little bit about growing up in New Haven.
Well, back then they had so many things that they don't have now. I mean, we had camps, double dutch, hopscotch, drill team. We had so many things growing up in New Haven. I went to Bassett Camp several summers because as a kid, it was like it was endless for things for us to do. So growing up in New Haven, I entertained and pretty much found myself enrolled in a lot of different programs. Dee Dee's Dance for 8 years. So yeah, I love New Haven.
Dee Dee's Dance. Wow, I haven't heard that in a minute.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
How was high school for you here?
It was fine. It was all right. At that time, we didn't have a lot of the things that are going on now. No modern technology. I mean, but back then it was definitely, you know, the place to be between the pep rallies, between the teachers that you did have that were behind you and pushed you in the positive direction. So Cross was pretty good.
Oh, okay. All right. So high school, you were never really in the streets, were you?
No. No.
But what kept you out of the streets?
Between ballet school, my mom, and then I have kids. So pretty much that was it.
How do you stumble upon becoming an entrepreneur?
Honestly, this all happened by surprise. I've been making that sweet tea now since 2009. It was just the thing that I drank at home. Remember when we could buy sodas that were like 5 cases for $10? And here I had 60 sodas and 75% of them were going to the waste because the acid, I just couldn't get it down. So I found myself taking sips of sodas and leaving like more than half cans just sitting. So I felt like I was wasting money at that point. I then turned to more like punches. And although they were delicious, cold, and non-acidic, it wasn't quenching my thirst. So then I said, okay, I know I like sweet tea. I know I like tea. But everybody's tea isn't the same. So I took the time out, brewed it. And once I got the perfect balance, I never changed the recipe. And I happened to last summer... put them in pouches and just, you know, parked on the street and to just see how they would go. It was me and my cousin. And they would go like quickly, really fast. So eventually they were told me the store wanted them, People's Choice. Mm. So that's how they began to be bottled, because when we were on the street, we didn't have a name because it wasn't a business. It was just something to do, you know, more or less. So then we had to come up with a name and logo, and everything bloomed from there.
Okay. Now you didn't go to school for business or anything like that?
I went to school for business, but not this type of business.
Oh.
So more like just business admin, not to be in business.
Okay. So what have you learned so far as being your own boss / coworker / employee?
Man, let me tell you, this isn't my first business, but this is my first beverage. So it's entirely different from any other business that I've had. I've had a candy apple business now for about 11 years. I was the first person in New Haven to start making different colored candy apples. So when you're servicing, you know who you're servicing, you know who's ordering, and it's particular to that order. Hey, I need this color. Hey, I need it, you know, accented with that color. But when you're doing a beverage, you don't know who you're servicing because so many people are drinking it. So it's more like a thought of what do I like and what do I see as a better fit. So with the tea, it's literally tea, sugar, and water. It's no additives, nothing, no preservatives. It's just sweet tea. The same with the lemonade. You put the two products together, you have our delicious half and half. So with the three products that we have now, well, we do have four. Those are the three products that are actually sugared. We're starting a line that is not sugared. Right now I have the unsweetened tea, iced tea, unsweetened iced tea with ginger and honey. For people that don't like sugar, can't have sugar, or what I get a lot of is people who are diabetic. Oh, I don't like that. I don't like the aftertaste. And me being not a diabetic, I didn't understand what that meant until I spoke with someone that was diabetic. When you drink sugar, you don't know the difference between equal, sweet, and low. You know what I mean? Or you know, there are substitutes. You don't know what they taste like. And until you get somebody that has to drink that, they can tell you the difference. So my purpose in making the unsweetened beverages so that everyone can add their own sweetener. That way it can taste the way they want it to taste.
Okay. So now you say you had a candy apple business.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're in beverages.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, I mean, outside of not knowing who your clientele is, what other things have you learned about this business model?
This business, it's a lot to learn. To how to get it to the point of being mass produced and then distributed. So I'm learning that now, which is a lot, because again, I came into this not even expecting it to be what it's become.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, again, a couple of pouches. So I'm learning it as I go along. I've learned that, different areas basically sell differently. Some areas, one product may sell better than another. And I'm learning as it goes. Because I don't really know what the base is for, mm-hmm, as far as my customer base. But as long as people don't like acidic beverages, it's pretty much those are the ones who are buying it.
So this is an Elm City product.
Yes, it is.
Elm City product for the Elm City resident and soon to be the world. Why iced tea and lemonade? I guess in our culture, iced tea has been around forever and ever and ever.
Okay, well, for me, again, the non-acidic, I found, mm-hmm, myself, I mean, and I've heard other people say it too. Let's just say we get a nice pizza here. That pizza's piping hot. None of us likes cold pizza. We like to bite it when it's hot while we, you know, can't get it. But then you go to drink a soda behind it. Now you're choking because of you're trying to, you know, between a hot pizza and an acidic beverage, now you're choking. Something like that, you're not choking. You know, it's cooling. It's doing what you needed to do. Cool down the pizza, and also you're able to swallow it. When I would eat certain things, depending on what I eat, it would make my mouth hotter, you know, mm-hmm, with the soda. So I like the beverages that pretty much didn't have things that I couldn't name. You know, that's the main thing. You turn that can around. What is that? Can you even pronounce that? You know what I mean? And this is what you're drinking. So that makes sense to me. I don't know what I'm drinking, but yet I'm constantly drinking it.
So are you a tea drinker?
I am.
So you normally drink hot tea? You drink a lot of hot tea?
No, I'm a coffee drinker when it comes to hot beverages, but cold beverages, tea.
Tea. And you've been icing down your own tea forever. Where do you get the recipe? Is your mama's recipe, your grandma's, or this is just you?
That's me. It was a couple of, I just kind of messed with it until I got it to the perfect balance. And I never changed the recipe.
Mm. Now your kids drink it, your neighbors come over for it.
Yes. Yes.
Where do you see this product going?
Everywhere. The case, once I'm done with the case that I'm on, me alone would have sold over 10,000 units. And that's just in one part of New Haven. So for me to sell that many units in just one area, pretty much the product speaks for itself. So I can pretty much see that everywhere.
When you were younger, did you see yourself as an entrepreneur? What did you want to be growing up?
I didn't have no particular occupation. I was not that kid that said I want to be a nurse. I wasn't her.
Mm.
So I think maybe in that, I probably was looking to create my own occupation.
Now, you're selling this to the in the streets. You're basically out your trunk and out your cooler.
Well, pretty much they come in trays of 25, and they're sold pretty much by the tray. We have a couple of the restaurants that are local, Barbara's, Dope and Delicious, that sell out, you know, pretty fast. People's Choice, I'm there every week making deliveries because that's one of our main locations. We have a couple of locations that pretty much just sell out. So we're pretty grateful.
What motivates you to get up in the morning and keep going?
My son. My son is my motivation pretty much for everything at this point. I have a 25-year-old son. He has autism, but Gino is everything to me. I'm trying to finish with the paperwork for my beverage so that I can go back to school at Albertus. I'm in school to be a psychologist. I picked that because of my son. So that's what drives me, my son.
How is it raising an autistic child?
Well, to be honest, people ask me that a lot because they look at my son and they're like, well, how'd you get him? To me, I blocked out everything else and focused on him. And my focus on him was basically to get him to understand and trust me. So that way he could learn. Now, being autistic, he did some things that were different. As a kid, he would never let anyone feed him. Before you can get to his mouth, one hand would be covering his mouth and he'd catch your hand with the other hand. Mm. But, I was like, that was a defense mechanism for him. But as time has progressed, Gino is amazing. Like, I learned so much being his mom. He's always been on track with everything. He graduated from Hill House on time, high honors. He's a great person. I mean, if you can look past the quote unquote label and get to know the person, you know what I mean? Because he's a person, you know? You can find out a lot. You can learn something. I learned a lot. My son is if I need him to remember dates, he can remember that. If I need him to remember addresses, he can remember that. Just things that I really can't remember. Like, Gina, what's the subject? It's that number. You know, he'll know. So it's been amazing. It's been a journey, but it's been amazing. I wouldn't trade it for anything in this world.
How important is it for you to take care and nourish your wants and your needs?
Definitely I'm last on the totem pole. It is what it is. Between the business and my son, that's my satisfaction. Once I get the business to where I want it to be, I can focus on me all the time. But right now, my main focus is my business and my son. So, like I said, I'm at the bottom of the totem pole and I'm fine with that.
Now, you're raising two babies at the same time.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
What can you say to the young lady out there who doesn't feel motivated and lacks inspiration right now?
First, you got to believe in yourself. Because everybody's going to tell you you can't do it. They're going to try to cut you. They're going to try to tell you it's not possible. And, well, no. Let me back up. First, you believe in God. Then you believe in yourself. Because without God, you ain't going nowhere. And people, you know, when they got to the rough patch of my business, I didn't think I wanted to go. But a couple of people that had my back were like, I wouldn't stop. You know, keep going. And like I said, I'm approaching 10,000 bottles by myself. So I know what can be done. You know what I mean? So I just stay dedicated to what I'm doing and focused on what the bigger picture is.
As a parent of an autistic child, what kind of resources did you reach out to or do you suggest people go for?
Well, when I found out, because again, I didn't know, my son is my youngest child. My two daughters before him were advanced, so I really didn't know what was going on. Birth to Three was one of the main programs that got the ball rolling. I don't know if they still have Birth to Three, but that was definitely one of the main programs that helped me to understand what was going on. And then from there, we did move out of state for a while. So we lived in New Jersey. New Jersey has a phenomenal curriculum for people with special needs. They have an entirely different curriculum. And I don't want to, you know, say anything against Connecticut, but their curriculum in New Jersey is so advanced that I think my son may have, in a sense, regressed when we came back because he was like, their curriculum is just completely different and geared towards advancement for children with special needs. So when we came back to Connecticut, I had to more or less express that to some of the teachers because their assumptions of someone with autism in the reality of what my son was didn't match what was on paper. You know what I mean? They had to meet him to understand, oh, well, this guy can do a lot, you know, and understand that you can't just group everybody in one bubble, regardless to what the title is or the label is.
You're listening to the Electric Drum here on 94.3 WYBC, The Rhythm of the City. I'm Jose Candelario speaking with Denise Hobson of Hobson House Beverages, Sweet Teas and Lemonade. Delicious, delicious, delicious. What are your resources right now? What do you go to learn?
To be honest, the only people that have reached out or even offered their help is those wonderful gentlemen of Gorilla Lemonade. They are the ones who pretty much are, I seen a picture of what they were doing and kind of got on board or reached out. And that's pretty much how I've gotten as far as I got. So that's pretty much it. I don't have any other resources just yet. I do have interesting people looking my way because of the growth of the business. But right now, I don't have any other resources.
That is so interesting. Someone in your own space, mm-hmm. in the lemonade space, is the only people that are really helping you.
Mm-hmm. So isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yep. So I'm really grateful for everything that I'm learning, but I'm thankful for those gentlemen.
Wow. So it goes to show that there is enough room for everyone to grow inside of in the specific space.
Yeah, there is. Because everyone has a different taste preference. Not everyone's drink tastes the same, even if it is the same name on it. Lemonade varies from different companies in different ways, whether it's the sweetness, whether it's the bitterness, whether there's lemon bits. People like their lemonade different ways.
What is distinct about your product?
It's homemade. It's natural. And pretty much, I think that's what everyone loves about it. Because the way they're ordering at the stores is going pretty quick. Mm. So I think it has to be the all natural and the homemade taste, because that's the only thing that I think is different about everything else that's bottled.
And a little bit of love, right?
That's correct. A lot of love.
A lot of love.
Yes.
Your passion is in this product.
Yes, it is.
24/7.
Yes, it is.
7 days a week.
Yes, it is.
Why do you believe in it so much?
Well, once I did the research, the iced tea beverage industry is at $52.64 billion. So I want to get in it. If my product is already moving, why not?
Mm. And that's what got you going.
Yes, it is. And because clearly there's a want for it. They said within the next 6 years, that it's going to increase 6%.
What's your goal for next year?
I don't know. I don't really have one. Once it's mass produced, I just want to get it as far as many places as I can.
So you're ready to scale now?
Yeah, I'll be ready to scale.
Wow. Okay. All right. Your son is there for you. You're there for yourself. You're a strong woman. Yeah. Let these young ladies know about what it is to be your own boss.
I mean, being my own boss doesn't necessarily mean I make all the decisions. Let's start there. The business makes the decisions, not me, you know. I'm just more or less the backbone of the business. Some days I work a lot harder than probably the average 9 to 5, but I know it's for a better cause and I know it's all mine. I'm not working to make someone else rich. So I don't mind putting in those extra hours. A lot of my days start at 3 a.m. because that's when I brew. So my days are long. I understand. I know later on it's going to pay off, but I got to put the work in now. So again, you have to believe in yourself if you can't believe in no one else. No one's going to do it for you. And no one's going to want you to have it if they do it. So you got to do it in order to be able to call it your own.
Wow. And you touched on something. Being your own business owner doesn't mean you get to sit back at a big old desk.
No. Maybe later on in the next few years. But right now I have to put the work in order to get it where I want it to be.
Say it again, because people don't know that. People think it's an overnight success.
Not an overnight success. And I was always told, anything worth having is not going to come easy. It's not going to come easy. You're going to work for it. So that way, when you put that title up there and you state that it's yours, it is yours. You worked for it. You put the time in. You put the effort in. I put the money in, you know, it is mine. So when you make that claim, being a business owner is not for the weak. It is not. So you have to believe in yourself. You have to know what you can do. You have to be willing to push yourself that extra mile.
Well,
it's not easy.
What have you learned about yourself?
Oh, I can go. I learned about myself, even in the worst situations of pain or what, I still will go. Last year, I pulled my hamstring in my leg, and I never felt so much pain. And I still was making deliveries. It was killing me, but I still was making deliveries. And yeah, so when I say you got to push, you really got to push.
And you got to have a lot of patience, huh?
Patience, understanding, timing is everything. You also got to be able to understand another person's point of view. And just putting yourself out there. It more or less gets you out there and gets your name out there, gets your product out there. People were sending me pictures that people would post about my product. I had one woman, she bought all of the half and halves out the gas station. And somebody sent me the picture, and I actually got a chance to meet her, and she got to buy it, you know. But it was nice. It was nice to just know that someone loves your product that much, that they're like, hey, guide me to the source. So she ended up getting to me directly. But it was nice to know that.
You say you're a self-proclaimed introvert.
Yeah.
Okay. You say about sharing yourself and stepping out. How has that been for you, that little journey?
It's been all right. Again, I'm still in New Haven, though. So I don't know what it's going to be like because I'm from here. So it's easy when you're home. I don't know what it's going to be like when it goes in different areas, though.
But you say you're an introvert and you're sharing, you're out here. Was there anything holding you back ever?
No. I think when you're an only child, you just are to yourself because you're the only person around. So a lot of my friends that are only kids are introverts. So I think it's just the only child thing. Not that we want to be, but it's only us.
All right. So we are here. We're at the end of our program. And what are your final words? What's your final pitch here with this Hops and Hop Beverages, Sweet Teas and Lemonades?
What I can tell is for everyone, if you haven't tried my product, please do. If you are someone who cannot have sugar or but prefer not to have that a part of your diet, we do have the unsweetened iced tea with ginger and honey. We will be coming out with the unsweetened lemonade with ginger and honey as well. And of course, last but not least, we'll be coming with the unsweetened half and half for those who do not have sugar or do not like sugar or cannot have sugar, because we don't want to leave anyone out.
All right. We're very inclusive. Where can you find your product right now?
My products are in Dope and Delicious, Barber's Restaurant, People's Choice, Krauser's. There's a few different places. I'm sorry, I can't think of all of them.
It's okay.
In various locations around the city, and they will be in more locations within the next two months.
They'll
probably be everywhere.
You have a website for us?
Yes, Hobson House, www.hobsonhousesweetteas.com.
All right. Denise Hobson of Hobson House Beverages. This has been the Electric Drum on 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. And like always, thank you for your listen.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.